$836.39. CD, $33,351.81 as of 10/15/08. And we've got a 2.8% interest, and we got it in there for 6 months starting on 10/15/08.
Motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the approval of the October 8th regular meeting minutes.
I make a motion to
support.
We have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the approval of the bills over $100.
And the only one we have is for Black Bear Appliance, and that was to remove a virus off of one of the computers in the house.
Same one we discussed last
week. Yeah. Just wanted to get your permission.
The work has been done already.
Yep. Successful. And
you said,
you haven't got that for yet.
I'll make the motion.
Have a motion and support.
Except for both girls.
There's only one.
Maggie?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
And this, yes. Right.
First of all, the RLF administrative fees, I'd like to request authorization to go to the county board to request $27,524.67 in administrative fees, and that's for the RLF policy revision as of June, or as amended on June 18th, 1996. The way it's set up is 20% of all the income to the RLF is needed. Principal payments and interest earned on the body. And in your packet, there's just kind of like a little picture of the RLF for the past year, and you can see the total revenue of $137,622.35, which is 20% of that is the figure that I'd like to go to the county board and request.
No more.
Motion
and
support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries.
And then next is to update you the revised RLF policy and plan that we discussed at the last meeting. The end of October, we got the approval from the state, so all the changes were approved, and those were the interest rate section to reflect market-based interest rates. The EDC may request financials and suggestions from to RLF loans that are having difficulty. Listing the EDC as additional insured on hazard insurance policies, and lastly, to require personal guarantees from spouses who are applying for an RLF loan. So all those were approved.
So hopefully you're satisfied with your interest rates.
Yeah, and if they weren't going to approve the loan, I mean, other than at a market rate, so at least the policy is more reflective of what's actually going to happen once the application gets the next thing we have to do is to schedule a fundraising committee meeting, and two of the members who are on the committee aren't here, so.
And we won't be able to do that well until after the first 2 years.
and he submitted a letter to the board, to the county board, to seek the appointment of the BDC. Sorry, I'm not sure the confidential information. The next is the Wind Energy Siting and Policy Issues Workshop on December 3rd at Michigan Tech. That I'd like to attend, the mileage team. I think I figured that from my house because it's an evening workshop. It's supposed to be 6 to 9:30. It would be $21 to mileage and the fee was $10 to $55. The workshop is going to cover, according to the information, a variety of issues concerning wind energy, such as the current status of wind development in Michigan, new legislation, and it also discuss how wind development works. I mean, this has been, I think, I had one person just come up to the office and talk about wind development. So I think it'd be nice to go just for, so I can get a little bit of education on it as well.
Do people ask about developing or putting in your own wind?
Well, I have two, one company on the phone and then another company just came right to the EDC and wanted to know information about, you know, different areas they were looking like at Fort McHenry Mountain, that they had inquiries.
So just send them that mail or help you explain that?
Then. Well, I think I would just like, because I don't know very much about and there's also, I mean, you're probably aware that there's new legislation passed in October with the city, and so there's going to be a lot.
$55 fees per person.
As far as I understand, yeah.
Somebody would.
Yeah, I know.
Northstar Economics is the firm that's doing the study, and they're planning on doing a focus group in each of the counties involved. We don't yet have a date for Onondaga. We're hoping for the early part of December, but I don't have any firm answer from them yet. But I worked with Vicki James with the Chamber of Commerce and with Tom Cosgrove, because they both were asking me to the steering committee meeting, and we put together a list of people that we thought would be They're just trying to get as much information as they can. It's Northstar Economics, and they're the ones who are doing that regional innovation grant.
Anything in writing that we can read before we press balls in it?
They send out like a replacement kind of list of questions that they would be interested in. They would be got information that they'd be looking for to help us with their exact script, which is kind of the head of the report. And I'm not sure if there's any questions or things from that that could be the same as well from the online survey. I haven't seen the
online.
Yeah, if you want, I could help. I could email you the questions. And I mean, like I said, when you get to the online, it may or may not be exactly the same, but it'll give you an idea of what they're looking for.
That's going
to be
on our next business.
Well, the online survey is the one that they want everybody to do, as many people as possible in the county to participate in. Can I talk one with you?
Sure.
Oh,
I didn't want to bother you.
No, that's fine.
Could you also put that number under the light?
Yeah.
Not for me, please. Thank you. I'm counting points.
It's only 1 point. It's 1 piece.
Yeah. And I can cut it in half.
I can cut it in half for you.
I'm not even
going to
look.
Just
going to sit here and die.
See what Lou's missing? You won't tell him. I'll make sure I tell him. Oh, okay.
Because it would be new construction, the program is a little bit newer than what they've done in the past, which has been rehabilitation. So I tend to the business owners and let them know about it, and I have a little bit of interest back on it. Just working on getting the answers to their questions, because they're the ones who've missed it. And that's under paperwork. As far as the dredging, we sent out a letter urging them to dredge the harbor earlier, and we got a letter back indicating that in 2009 they intend to award the contract earlier, and they plan to give a smaller window for completion, and by doing that, that they would be able to get the harbor would be dredged
sooner.
So I just wanted to thank you for your time. She said they had been getting a lot of letters, so it's wonderful that the whole county supported the effort, and hopefully as a result, it looks like they're doing what they can to get it ready.
I want
to talk about some bridging,
and once you're done with it, it's not what they're going to put a brownstone might do.
Okay, well, go ahead,
because
since you're talking about
dredging. All right. I've had some people approach me about the debris that's taken out of the dredging, and it's run out on the shore, and it's run out on the just washed away. We were thinking about taking that someplace and putting it, dredging it, and putting it in a pile. It's excellent clean fill, probably white sand with a little bit of clay binder in it. It's we could sell it. You would technically, I suppose, be the owner of that. We could sell that, and there would be a way to collect some money. Even if it's only a dime a yard or a quarter of a yard.
The village?
Well, maybe somehow we could get hold of that. Whether it's our county or what.
I would like to see the lake house, who buys and sells all the time.
It's got water in it, so you've got to set it someplace and let the water drain out of it. So it's got to go in a. Oh, it's got to be.
Burned up.
It's got to be burned up so the water goes out. But it's a way of making. It's a way of somebody making money on something that just goes away.
There are a number of people in this company that sell it.
Right.
Well, I can look into it and find out, just kind of contact the Corps and find out what if this is something that we could do or what we'd have to do in order to make it now. Okay, I'll look into that now.
Okay. Anything
else on graduate?
Corps.
Then she didn't speak to me. And I have handled, and what you talked about before, the renewable energy legislation that was just handled. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to read to that. And then also, we've already looked at it, but just the RLS recap for the past two. Sure.
Beautifully in the stove in the lighthouse.
That's grand theft.
We figured we had about a 4,000 year supply there. We cooked two turkeys in the kitchen last Sunday. We used coal.
But put some more pressure. I'm getting concerned with you. That's the job for on. I call that. I like what they're doing. It's very good. The green, you know, approach. That's good.
Some concern to us is the fact that the coal is not being stirred and moved, and there is spontaneous combustion taking place under a pile at large. There have been coal pile fires there before. It gets quite smoky. A year ago last spring, the Ontario Fire Department had to go out there and put out a coal pile fire because the coal company was not properly handling the stuff. And if it's just sitting there, lying there, eventually we're going to have one dandy fire over there.
So that it doesn't.
If you don't stir coal, that's the same reason that paper mill, I mean, it's not a matter that they move the chips to the conveyor, they stir it so it doesn't combust. And this is very true of coal. This will catch fire and will burn if it's left alone. The heat and pressure comes down that coal. Understand, there's a lot of pressure at the end of it. There's an old saying that diamonds are nothing but lumps of coal that's stuck to their job.
Maybe have a diamond pile.
Yeah, a diamond pile in a few years, right? The money market account is $33,351.
That's the CD.
That's the CD. The money market was 25. What was it last month?
I don't
have to look. Has that changed much?
Well, last month it was at 12,002, but then we took the money out of the CD and put it.
Now that's why the quick change in the. All right. I knew there was a radical change in those numbers. I couldn't quite put it together. Thank you.
We took it out.
How's the money market holding right now for your account?
It's 2.8%. For the CD, the money market?
Yeah.
Money market is down right now.
Yeah, down.
Are you losing money by taking out CDs and putting it in the money market?
Well, we had to take it out because we didn't have enough money.
It wasn't a matter of whether it was getting more money or interest. It was that we had to do something with that we were going to have the money before the CD was mature.
But putting it into a CD, into a money market account, did you then lose money?
No. We took the money out.
We took the money out of the CD.
Right.
Mature. And put it into the money market.
All right. And what's been happening with the economic situation throughout the country has not affected money market accounts?
The money market account is a lower interest rate than what the CD is, but we are going to need that money before the CD matures again. So rather than taking the penalty on the CD...
But you haven't lost any money.
Where was that?
It's a
flexible amount.
It's
what
a flexible amount. The money market
is the money that you... The principal that you put in there, is that at risk? Right? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking. Has it diminished?
Is the principal at risk?
In the money market... We use that to pay our bills. And
but by putting it in that vessel,
which is a variable,
can the principal be less today than it was yesterday?
No. The only thing is that you're going to lose yourself a little bit of interest, but your principal is not being affected.
All right, you answered my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the principal is not being affected.
No.
Are you done?
Mary, one thing I might bring up, and this is a long time ago, so laws may change, but at one time,
Steve Orchek, who was village manager, decided to use that stretched material on the building of the Riverfront Park that's in Antonagon, and the Corps was going to claim the village and sue because they claimed that it was that is contaminated material.
Oh, really?
Now, that's what they claimed at the time. Now, we're talking many years ago, but they put it on the beach. But
they have no problem dumping on a public beach and calling it beach nerd.
But anyway, that's a long time ago, and they may have changed. You know, maybe after dredging it out, then that was not contaminated.
Well, there were a number of people who complained about that being dumped their beach east of town, and at a public hearing, the court said, oh, it smells for a little while, but there's no danger to it at all. I guess it depends on who's calling the shot.
Well, it might depend that the village didn't ask them to do it.
Or if you want it, it's going to be dangerous. But if you don't want to...